There are some people in the media who encourage the viewers to invest in their businesses. Some of them openly say that they love money and are keen to help others to get millions of dollars in a short of time. They guarantee financial success if their advice is followed. I cannot tell if they are honest or not, but I'm quite sure that their main goal in life is to be richer and richer. It looks like the money is the most important thing for them. There are many sad stories about individuals who ruined not only their own lives, but other people as well because of their love of money. Some people destroyed others in the process of getting to the top positions. How many careers were ruined because of greed and corruption? Maybe people thought that the money would give them independence, freedom, and lasting happiness. However, it is quite opposite. Rodolfo Costa wrote, "Some people are so poor that the only thing they have is money." Brothers and sisters, if we use money in isolation from the gospel's teaching, we will become dependent of money. We will become slaves to it and lose the joy of life. The parable about a dishonest steward tells us that the only thing we should learn from him and all those who would do anything to get richer is their commitment in pursuing their goal. Jesus wants us to use our energy to secure, above all, our eternal happiness. That must be our primary treasure. Earthly possessions are important, but secondary. We need to be ready to sacrifice anything to stay focused on our relationship with God, remembering that we are called to be honest and holy. Of course, we need the money to survive on earth. However, we cannot make it our main goal in life. We should use our finances not only on ourselves, but to advance the kingdom of God. Doing that will prove that we are truly free people and appreciate spiritual values of the church community. In today's gospel, Jesus reminds us, you cannot be the slave both of God and of money. Let us commit ourselves to God once again. He must take first place in our life. We cannot allow the material things or the money to corrupt us. I think we should ask the Holy Spirit daily to help us discern how to use material possessions appropriately in accordance with God's will. So, brothers and sisters, let us always remember that we are called to be servants of the Lord, not of the money. Our wealth must become an instrument in achieving our spiritual targets on earth and eternal happiness in heaven. Only then we will be doing right and noble things. And of course, through our generosity, let us help others to improve their lives and to achieve the most important goal of all, eternal life.